Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al, and glad to be with you today. What a beautiful day it's been outside, really, if you think about it. It's a little chilly. It's about 32 degrees when I got out of my car here at the studios, and the sun was shining. Oh, the sun felt so nice coming down. Of course, there's a little stiff breeze blowing out there, and the air is still cold. Don't kid yourself. It's still wintertime out there, but we kind of getting spoiled by having some of that nice weather we had the other day, unreal, 60, upper 60s, even in the 70s in some places, setting records, and then, of course, today now, look at the cold and everything, but it's a pleasant day out there. And so we're glad to have you here with us. Hope you are able to stick with us here this afternoon. Pastor Al Davis, this is Live with Pastor Al here on AM 1220 The Word. Hope you're able to listen to Pastor Lutz in the last half hour. And then, of course, Pastor Rusnak will be joining us here at 2 o'clock. So sandwiched in between them, here I am. And hopefully we'll be a blessing in some way to you here this afternoon. Just want to let you know you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can learn more about me, more about the church here, and our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. And of course, you can link to that from our page, livewithpastoral.com. In addition to that, you can see some articles and things that I've got on there that I've written over the years, links to a number of things there. And of course, there's our past programs. You can listen to our past programs. I know not everybody likes to stay up till midnight listening to us on Sunday night, but we're on every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight. And you can see those. We have them broken down. Since it's 2 hours, we have them broken down into hour one and hour number two, excuse me, and you can find all that at livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity we have to come together today to be on the air this afternoon. We do pray that you would bless the program. Use us for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody today. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And just pray again that we could lift up and glorify Christ in all that we talk about, all that we do. We just thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you, as I said, and Pastor Al Davis, and pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And I mention that right now, too, because we have our Friday night Bible study coming up tonight. It'll be at 7 o'clock, and you're invited. If you're not doing anything tonight, we'd love to have you come out and visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at 4174 Wheatley Road. It's a small commercial strip in Richfield, Ohio, right off from Interstate 77, right off from Interstate 271, right there, State Route 21. It's all together there, 176 Broadview Road, Brexville Road, whichever, Wheatley Road, all that. We're easy to find. And you can just look us up online, go to livewithpastoral.com, click on the link for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And as I said, we're at 4174 Wheatley Road. We meet in Suite 200, and we'd love to have you. Our Bible study tonight is an informal Bible study. You bring the questions, and we'll talk about things there like we do on the radio, questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Our desire is to help people to understand the Bible. One of the things I appreciate is talking with Pastor Lutz as he was leaving the studio here just a few minutes ago is how, you know, the Bible says we're to go to the law and the testimony. That's what Isaiah said. Paul wrote to Luke, talking about and commending how Paul commended the Berean Christian or believers in that they were nobler than those in the Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures daily, whether the things that he told them were so or not. And so we want people to search the scriptures. We want people not just to go by their experience. We want people to go by what saith the Lord. And sometimes we get looked at as quenching the spirit. Sometimes we get looked at as being kind of dour and not wanting to experience the things of God or allow God to work. But, you know, it's God that spoke through Isaiah there in Isaiah chapter 8. I believe it's verse 12. And I'm going to double check that because I wasn't planning on quoting it, but I know when I quote it, I'll probably miss the word that I want. But let's go to Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 12. I knew I was going to do that. And see, sometimes when I'm talking, I get my eye teeth wrapped around, or my tongue wrapped around my eye teeth, and I don't see exactly what I'm saying here. But when we're talking about what God has to say, he said, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. And let me had my Bible open for something else here. And one of the problems with live radio is when you think of something off the top of your head and you're attuned to something else, you find yourself going to the wrong page because that's what you were looking at, and you want to get back to where you were. But let me just get turned over here. I'm going to flip through here real quick, and we'll get this for you. I want to make sure that we get the right context here. And I am just not finding what I want to find right here at the moment. Let me come back to that in just a minute. But the other one that I wanted to get to, where I spent all my time going back and forth to passages that I hadn't prepared to go to, the other one's over in Acts chapter 11, or 17 rather. Let's get back to the right place here. I'm just all over the place here today. But Acts 17. And verse 11 here, there we are, Acts 17, verse 11, he says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. And this is, he's commending those in Berea when Paul came and he proclaimed the gospel there. And he told them how Jesus of Nazareth had fulfilled the prophecies. And the people in Thessalonica, you know, they basically accepted a lot of the things that he said. And though they didn't question so much because Paul had a lot of credentials. He's a very educated man. He knew what he was talking about. But when we got over to Berea, they checked out what he said. They wanted to know if the scriptures lined up with what Paul was saying. They didn't just accept it because he said it. They wanted to know. Thus saith the Lord. And they didn't just accept his things. As he said, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They wanted to know the truth. They wanted to know if the Messiah had come. You know, is this the Messiah? They were waiting, and they checked out what he said. And as they checked it out, they said, you know what? What he says lines up. And it lines up, and they said, as he says here, they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And I asked you to do that for me. I know Pastor Lutz asked you to do that for him. Pastor Risnacko asked you to do that for him. And if somebody doesn't want you to check out what they're saying according to the word of God, well, I'd be awful careful for that. In Isaiah chapter 8 over here, and I got myself tongue-tied on that a few minutes ago, but let me go back over to that. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 20, Isaiah had been warning about those that seek familiar spirits and things like that, seeking outside sources of information. And he says in verse number 20, actually, let me read verse number 19 as well. It says in Isaiah chapter 8, verse starting in verse 19, "And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead?" Now, let me pause there for just a minute. And as I'm thinking about this, I'm realizing that I'm probably going to go in a completely different way than I had prepared to go. I was going to talk about another topic here, but Pastor Lutz got me thinking in his program in the last half hour. When we see things that people are claiming the work of God, we want to check them out, much like the Bereans did. They checked things out according to the scriptures, and that's what I believe Pastor Lutz was endeavoring to do with what's going down happening on there in Kentucky. But here in Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse number 19, as Isaiah is speaking here and he's delivering the word of God to us here, he says, "When they say unto you, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God?" Now, this is common sense here. You say, what's this got to do with what's going on in Kentucky? Well, I'm not necessarily saying this is directly with what's happening in Kentucky. I'm saying this in general so that you can learn from this whenever anything you encounter comes up and you're wondering, is the hand of God in this? He says, "And when they shall say to you, seek unto them." Now, they are saying to you, there's you know, warnings in the scripture that there's going to be false prophets, that there's going to be people that seek to lead you astray, that there's going to be those under the guise of God, under the guise of Christianity, under the guise of biblical morality and positions, and they're going to come to you. And Paul warned in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And he warns about people who try to turn people away from the things of God there. And he continues in verse 13, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto God through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture," verse 16 here, "all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now, Paul is saying, is warning. There's going to be people who come to you, and they're going to bring something that leads you away from the Bible and from the God of the Bible. That's what Isaiah was talking about when they say, "Seek unto them that have familiar spirits." Now, what's a familiar spirit? That's a fallen angel. It's an unholy angel. The Bible, the King James Bible, calls them devils, familiar spirits, unclean spirits, things of that nature are what we're talking about. Typically will use the colloquial term demons for that. Demon is really not the most accurate term, but everybody uses that. Devils is a much better term, or fallen angels, familiar spirits. Those are good biblical phrases right there. So these are fallen angels that have turned away from God, and there are people who are listening to them because they're tickling the ears of people. They're telling them what they want to hear because people have turned away from the Word of God. And again, Paul warned of this in 2 Timothy 4 when he said in verse 3, For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And so he says to watch. And when we look at this, we see this has been happening for millennia. Them who are listening to familiar spirits, the fallen angels, the unholy angels, the devils, the demons who are whispering in their ear, that are influencing them. Remember, we're fighting in a spiritual battle here, and they try to lead people astray. And then he said here, Isaiah said, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. And what is going on here? These are people who are having some sort of esoteric experience where they're in some kind of spiritual trance, or they're having some kind of visions and things like that, where they're peeping and muttering, and supposedly they're learning and discerning spiritual matters and things that would not otherwise be discerned. But basically what's happening here is you have them that say unto you, seek after these people who are in touch with the unholy, with the fallen, with the spiritually dead. And then that's why he says, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? In other words, wouldn't it make more sense if you're a child of God to seek after the God of the Bible rather than these unholy spirits, these familiar spirits, wizards that peep and mutter? And then when he makes that statement, for the living to the dead, what sense does it go for you who are alive in Christ to turn to those who are spiritually dead? And yet, you know, Christians do that. People who are genuinely born again do this all the time. And say, well, Pastor Al, I don't listen to familiar spirits and wizards that peep and mutter. How many Christians pick up the paper and look at your astrology, your zodiac thing, your astrology forecast for the day or for the week? You know, oh, it's just harmless fun. No, astrology is condemned in the scriptures. It's looking to the dead, the spiritually dead. It's looking to those that have familiar spirits and to wizards that peep and mutter. And God's people should have nothing to do with that. Not going after the unholy, but rather after the holy. Seek the holy, seek the living, not the dead. And then that's where he follows up in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 20, where he says, to the law and to the testimony, that's the scriptures, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. In other words, they're in darkness. They don't see the truth. That's why they're not speaking according to the word of God, because if they were walking in the light, if they were spiritually enlightened, they would see the truth. And they would see that something lines up with the word of God or does not line up with the word of God. And so Isaiah said, if they speak not according to this word, the law and the testimony, that's the Old Testament scriptures that Isaiah had. They speak not according to this word is because there is no light in them. Paul commended the Bereans because they searched the scriptures to see if the things that he said lined up with the law and the testimony. And when they lined up with the law and the testimony, they accepted them as truth. They accepted them as biblical. They accepted them as something that came from the living God. And when we look at what Paul was saying to Timothy there in 2 Timothy, and I was reading in chapter 3 and chapter 4 about the danger of people drifting away to false doctrine and teaching in the troublesome times that we live in, notice again in chapter 3 what Paul said to Timothy in order to escape or to be on guard against false doctrine. Here it is again. Listen, verse 14, 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, anybody or anyone, any group, any organization, any experience, any esoteric utterances, any movement that takes you away from the scripture, I'd be careful. I would watch out for that, and I would avoid it, because God wants you to go to the scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If you know Christ is your Savior, if you know that you're saved, that your sins are forgiven, and that you have a home in heaven, well, that's because of the scriptures. It's through the scriptures. Faith cometh by hearing, Jesus said. Paul said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's through the word of God that we hear the truth, the gospel message. And the Spirit of God moves upon the heart of the unsaved person, brings them under conviction. They understand the fact that Jesus, as God, manifest in the flesh, lived a perfect life, kept the law completely, holy, without sin. And he went to the cross where he died in our place and shed his blood, the innocent Lamb of God that was sacrificed for you and sacrificed for me, shed his blood to pay for your sin and my sin. And he was buried, the Bible says, and he was laid in the tomb, and he rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And he did that so that we can have salvation if you'll confess your sin. Believe that you're a sinner. When I got saved, I had to say to God, Lord, I know I deserve to be in the lake of fire for all eternity because I am a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ paid for my sin on the cross. He shed his blood to pay for my sin. I believe he died for me, and he was buried and rose again victorious over sin and death. I believe he made the payment. When I put my faith in Christ, believing that he died for me, God forgave me of my sin, put his righteousness on me. But I came to that through the scriptures. But then, as a believer walking with Christ, it was also the scriptures that guided me and continue to guide me today and will continue to guide me in the future, because all scripture, Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's why in the very next chapter he starts out saying in verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Oh, there's a word that a lot of people today don't like to hear, doctrine. And Paul said, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we're to preach the word, be instant all in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, he warns, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. So he says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. We need to be careful. We need to be like those in Berea, searching the scriptures daily, whether these things were so. After all, Peter, and I know we're coming up on the end real quick, but Peter in 2 Peter chapter number 2 talked about the incredible experience that he had when he went up on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus Christ. Incredible experience. He was moved deeply by that experience. But then he says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, talking about the scripture. He said the scripture, the prophecy came not old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, the scripture, the word of prophecy, is greater than my experience and my feeling. Stick with the word of God. In it, you'll find the words of truth and the words of salvation. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.